Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Goldman Sachs. A big playbook this morning, so let's get right to it. Nancy Pelosi told the Boston Globe yesterday Democrats will win, and she will run for Speaker of the House. At an event in New York, she also introduced a host of colleagues yesterday as the next chairman of committees. Put together, this shows an uncanny level of confidence from the California Democrat that her party will win the House, and she'll be on top as Speaker. Sure, it looks like Democrats will take the House at this point, no question about that. But Election Day is 6 months away, and in this climate, a week is a month and an hour is a day. And put on top of that, a number of Democrats across the country have said they will vote against Pelosi almost no matter what. The NRCC is going to take Pelosi's quote, "We will win and I will run," and make it into an ad in the coming days. Department of Good Timing, we'll sit down with Nancy Pelosi for an event next Tuesday in Washington. The link to sign up is in Playbook. Big story in the Washington Post, a lobbyist with connections to EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt helped arrange his trip to Morocco and then got signed by the country to lobby. Donald Trump cut an ad dumping on John Tester in the Montana Senate race for his work in taking down Ronny Jackson's nomination at the Department of Veteran Affairs. The Post Kara Leonig and Bob Costa scoop that Bob Mueller floated a subpoena for the president if he does not speak to the special counsel. One other thing of note, it seems like Jeff Miller, the former Florida congressman, is on the White House's radar to be VA secretary. Well, Miller is a lobbyist, and he has lobbied the VA as soon as this year. Very interesting choice by the White House. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.